期中测试二。一，听句子，选择与句子内容相对应的图片，每个句子读两遍。
1. Was he watching TV when his mother came in? Was he watching TV when his mother came in?
2. You need to make your bed, it's not tidy. You need to make your bed, it's not tidy.
3. Why don't you write a letter to your friend to say it again? Why don't you write a letter to your friend to say it again?
4. Where would you put the stones from the mountains? Where would you put the stones from the mountains?
5. He coughed a lot and had a sore throat. He coughed a lot and had a sore throat.
2. 听对话和问题，根据所听内容选择最佳答案。对话和问题都读两遍。
6. Mike, what do you often do to help the children?
I often teach them to sing and dance.
Question, what does Mike often do to help the children? Mike, what do you often do to help the children?
I often teach them to sing and dance.
Question, what does Mike often do to help the children? 7. Could you please do the dishes?
Sorry, I can't. I have to do my homework.
Question, why doesn't the boy do the dishes? Could you please do the dishes?
Sorry, I can't. I have to do my homework.
Question, why doesn't the boy do the dishes? 8. My brother plays his CDs too loud.
You should ask him to turn them down.
Question, what does the girl's brother do? My brother plays his CDs too loud.
You should ask him to turn them down.
Question, what does the girl's brother do? 9. Were you waiting for your friend when I saw you?
No, I was waiting for my father.
Question, who was the boy waiting for? Were you waiting for your friend when I saw you?
No, I was waiting for my father.
Question, who was the boy waiting for? 10. What were you doing when I called you?
I was writing a letter at home.
Question, where was the man when the woman called him? What were you doing when I called you?
I was writing a letter at home.
Question, where was the man when the woman called him?
3. 听短文，根据短文内容判断下列句子正误。正确的用 A 表示，不正确的用 B 表示。短文读两遍。听短文前，你们有20秒钟的时间阅读下列句子。
It was Thursday yesterday. I was late for school because my alarm clock wasn't working. I didn't get up until my mother called me. When I got up, it was 8:30 a.m, half an hour later. I got to school by bus, but the math class was almost over. Mr. Smith was very angry when I went into the classroom. After class, I asked my classmate Tom to help me with my clock. Tom is smart and kind.So this morning, I took my alarm clock to school. He checked it for a few minutes. Although I still don't know what was the matter with it, Tom made it work. I was very glad and thanked him. It was Thursday yesterday. I was late for school because my alarm clock wasn't working. I didn't get up until my mother called me.When I got up, it was 8:30 a.m, half an hour later. I got to school by bus, but the math class was almost over. Mr. Smith was very angry when I went into the classroom. After class, I asked my classmate Tom to help me with my clock. Tom is smart and kind, so this morning I took my alarm clock to school. He checked it for a few minutes. Although I still don't know what was the matter with it, Tom made it work. I was very glad and thanked him.
Listen to the dialogue. Based on the dialogue, complete the following sentence. No blanks. Dialogue, read 听对话前，你们有20秒钟的时间阅读下列句子。
What's the matter, Peter?You don't look very happy.
I'm worried about my English. I am poor at it.
Can you tell me what problem you have?
Sure, I cannot practice enough.
Why?
Well, it's difficult to meet English people in our neighbourhood.
You should go out more.
Where should I go?
Why not go out to have small talks with foreigners?
But English people never speak to me.
Ah, you should speak first.
What can I talk about?
The weather.English people are always interested in the weather.
What other ways can I talk more?
You could talk to your math teacher after class. He is also good at English.
Thanks.
You are welcome. What's the matter, Peter? You don't look very happy.
I'm worried about my English. I am poor at it.
Can you tell me what problem you have?
Sure, I cannot practice enough.
Why?
Well, it's difficult to meet English people in our neighbourhood.
You should go out more.
Where should I go?
Why not go out to have small talks with foreigners?
But English people never speak to me.
Ah, you should speak first.
What can I talk about?
The weather. English people are always interested in the weather.
What other ways can I talk more?
You could talk to your math teacher after class. He is also good at English.
Thanks.
You are welcome. What's the matter, Peter? You don't look very happy.
I'm worried about my English. I am poor at it.
Can you tell me what problem you have?
Sure, I cannot practice enough.
Why?
Well, it's difficult to meet English people in our neighbourhood.
You should go out more.
Where should I go?
Why not go out to have small talks with foreigners?
But English people never speak to me.
Ah, you should speak first.
What can I talk about?
The weather. English people are always interested in the weather.
What other ways can I talk more?
You could talk to your math teacher after class. He is also good at English.
Thanks.
You are welcome.